You're listening to SBS News.
European Centre for Disease and Control spokesperson Andrea Ammann spoke to the European Parliament overnight, and the news wasn't good.
The virus hasn't been sleeping over the summer, so it didn't take vacation. And that is something that we see now. We have seen now in this week that the notification rate in the EU/EEA countries and the UK is now 46 per 100,000. You may remember that at one point we have been already below 15. So there is an increase, and this increase we have been seeing now for more than 5 weeks. We are almost back to the numbers that we have seen in March.
There are concerns in Spain over an outbreak at a homeless shelter in the capital, Madrid. The San Isidro shelter has reported 26 new cases in the past 24 hours, bringing the total to 32 in the past 4 weeks, with one death. It has created a makeshift isolation zone for infected inhabitants, but so far, Madrid's council has refused to evacuate the confirmed cases, instead saying it will, next week, prepare a hotel in the Las Tablas neighbourhood to accommodate moderate cases. Social service worker Evaristo Bordallo says that's too late.
We can't wait 2 weeks, as they have announced, for the hotel at Las Tablas. We need these people to be isolated in their rooms and individual showers in order to avoid more people from being infected.
Since the detection of the shelter's first case a month ago, inadequate resources led to 9 more people catching the virus. They were sharing a room with 30 other people with communal showers. Spain had brought the first wave of the virus largely under control through a strict lockdown, but a sharp resurgence of infections has followed the expiration of that lockdown in June. But a study published today suggests corticosteroids could reduce the risk of death in critically ill COVID-19 patients. The study involved scientists from Brazil, Canada, China, France, Spain, the UK and the USA, as well as 1,700 people in 7 randomised controlled trials. Bristol University Professor Jonathan Stern was part of the team which analysed the results.
40% of the patients who were randomised to receive usual care or placebo died if you look at the data across all these trials. What we found is that in the patients who were randomised to receive a corticosteroid, the risk of death at 28 days was reduced to 32%. So that's 8 out of 100 patients having their lives saved by the corticosteroid treatment. And another way to think about that is a 20% reduction in the risk of death.
Professor Stern explains why that appears to be the case.
The thinking at the moment is that one of the reasons that patients get so sick with COVID-19 is that their immune system goes into overdrive. So the thinking is that the treatment with the steroids damps down the very strong immune reaction, and that's what allows people to stay alive when treated with corticosteroids.
US President Donald Trump has, meanwhile, taken aim at his longtime nemesis, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Ms. Pelosi was seen in vision aired by Fox News in the US, walking through a hair salon with her mask around her neck rather than on her face. President Trump tweeted that Crazy Nancy, one of his favourite disparaging nicknames for Ms. Pelosi, is being what he describes as decimated for opening a salon when all others are closed and for not wearing a mask despite constantly lecturing everyone else. Ms. Pelosi, however, says it was a setup.
I think that that this salon owes me an apology. I just had my hair washed. I don't wear a mask when I'm washing my hair. Do you wear a mask when you're washing your hair? I always have a mask. I always have a mask for me, for the people I'm encountering, but for my family as well. But I don't wear it when I'm getting my hair washed. And that picture is when I just came out of the bowl of getting my hair washed.
The handling of COVID-19 in the US and what the future looks like could be what wins or loses the November presidential election. And while President Trump has continually praised his own handling of the pandemic, his critics are using the campaign as another chance to vocalise their discontent. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says that Mr. Trump has offered nothing but failure and delusions and called the virus's impact on education a national emergency. The former vice president spoke in Delaware after he was briefed on the school situation by education leaders and experts.
Mr. President, where are you? Where are you? Why aren't you working on this? We need emergency support funding for our schools, and we need it now. Mr. President, that's your job. That's your job.
Meanwhile, in South America, Peru could now have the highest proportional death toll in relation to the size of its population. The US, Brazil, and Mexico are said to have the highest overall death count. But Peru, despite being one of the first countries in Latin America to implement strict measures to stop the virus's spread, has reported nearly 30,000 virus-linked deaths since March out of its 33 million population. That makes for a death count of 86 per 100,000 inhabitants, which, if proven to be correct, would make Peru's death rate the worst in the world. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.